Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. And the Lord has laid on my heart this week, however long the Lord would have us go, on restoring vision. And because of the times in which we're living, I feel the understanding from the Word of God is critical in being able to address in prayer and in doctrine what is occurring in the church world, what is occurring in our personal lives. There's corporate as well as personal application. And so I pray that you'll be able to be with me as we go into God's Word for a time of teaching and understanding of what God is speaking to us from one verse of Scripture. But before we go there, let's just ask the Lord's blessing upon our time together. Father, we thank you that whenever God's people come together to worship you, to lift you up, to put our attention upon you, Lord, your presence comes in a very special way. Father, we know that as we're saved, the Spirit of God dwells within us, that you will never leave us nor forsake us. The Spirit of God is omnipresent. There is no place in the universe that he does not fill in all of his fullness. But Father, when the human will decides to focus on the living God, you give a special blessing as we seek your face. We see this, Father, in our local church services when we choose to draw together to worship you in spirit and in truth. And Father, even through something as seemingly impersonal as television or radio, those whose hearts are set upon you, you choose to manifest yourself. And so, Father, you have given this ministry the privilege of being on daily radio for over 50 years. And so, Father, we thank you as we spend this time together, Lord, that you will take the Word of God, and by the Holy Spirit of God, you will make it so relevant to our personal lives. You will give us understanding of spiritual truths. And Father, that also as we put our minds upon you, as we lay aside our burdens and our cares, and we draw nigh to you, you will draw nigh to us. And when you do that, Lord, we know there's healing, there's deliverance, there is every need being supplied as we appropriate that in faith. And so, Father, in the name of Jesus, I do pray that you will do that for every listener, regardless of where they may be. They may be in the comfort and privacy of their home. They may be in their vehicles driving down the highway. They may be at work. They may be walking. Lord, however you choose to visit us, Lord, wherever they may be, listening to the radio, through the medium of the radio airwaves, or perhaps through internet technology, through the website of UCM, Lord, you are able to interact with us. And Father, I pray, Father, now in the name of Jesus, you will do that, and you will minister strength and hope and encouragement and faith. For Lord, without faith, it's impossible to believe you. The just shall live by faith. And so, Father, we are your people. We are people of faith. And whenever we might be afraid, we will trust in you. So, Father, I thank you're demolishing every stronghold of fear the enemy would try to bring against your beloved people. And Lord, that we shall be strong in faith as Abraham, our spiritual father, giving glory to God, knowing that what you have promised, you were also able to fulfill and bring to pass. And may all this be done to bring glory to the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Well, As I shared, we're going to be going into a message I've entitled Restoring Vision. And we're going to understand in a detailed examination, as simple as it might be, that I've been able to pull together, of one verse in Scripture found in Proverbs, the 29th chapter, verse 18. And I want to share just a few translations of this verse with you. The Modern Language Bible translation says, "Where there is no vision, the people run wild." The NAB, the New American Bible, says, "Without prophecy, the people become demoralized." And then, of course, my favorite translation, the Authorized King James, says, "Where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he." Now, if you had to explain or interpret that to someone, would you be able to do that? Well, to be honest, I couldn't before I spent a little bit of time understanding from the original languages, which I do not speak or study. Just, you know, thank God for the Strong's Concordance. There is a beautiful revelation and understanding from God that we need to appropriate. And so first of all, we're going to look at a corporate understanding, or if you will, getting a general understanding of these truths as applied to God's people, to the church, to the body of Christ. Again, where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he. Now, that word for vision in the Hebrew, it's chazon, and I've never studied Greek or Hebrew, and I don't maybe massacring the pronunciation of that. But from the Hebrew lexicon, the meaning of that word is mental sight, a dream, a vision, a revelation, an oracle, a prophecy. And so if we could kind of summarize or generalize what the meaning is, basically it's some kind of communication from God, however he chooses to do it, in a vision, in understanding, in a dream of the night, in a prophetic word that is given. He is giving communication to his people. All right, now, having established that, let's understand that in this day and hour, early church structure and government is being restored to the church. In Ephesians, the 4th chapter, verse 11, Paul says, "He gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers," and then he goes on to describe why God gave those fivefold gifts, if you will, ascension gifts to the body of Christ. "For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come into the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ." Now, beloved, there are some dear, precious, sincere leaders in the body of Christ who feel that this just really applied to the early church. Now that we have the entire canon of the Word of God, the Old Testament and the New Testament, we no longer need those ministries, if you will. They were essential in the establishment of the early church. And in fact, I have a dear man who has a translation of a Bible, and this is the stance that he holds. However, in my limited understanding, and of course of others, leaders in the body of Christ, if we look at the church today, we would say that now we have not all come into the unity of the faith. We have not come into a full knowledge of the Son of God, of Jesus. We haven't achieved the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. We are not the fully manifested sons and daughters of God. God is doing a work in us. He is maturing his people. And over the centuries, since the time of the early church, there has been progressive revelation that has been given to the body of Christ. One of the most outstanding that comes to mind is the Protestant Reformation, Martin Luther, the just shall live by faith. And through the times that have since that time, through the revivals that have come, increasing understanding. I mean, there was the Welsh revival in 1904. Before that, the Appalachian Awakening in this country 10 years before Azusa Street. In 1906, where there was an outpouring of the Holy Spirit, the restoration of the gifts to the church. So, beloved, in my inadequate way, if you will, I have stated my belief, as well as others in the body of Christ, that God wants these ministries in operation. It's not just the pastor, it's not just the evangelist, but we need the entire fivefold ministry to be in operation in the church today, that the work of the ministry may go forth, and that you, the beloved saints of God, the people of God, may be equipped for the work of the ministry. Praise God. Well, beloved, we've barely gotten into the message, and my time is drawing to a close. So I invite you to tune in tomorrow at the same time, if you listen by radio, or if it's a little late for you and your schedule doesn't allow, or if you miss it, please go to our website, unveilchrist.org. You can click on the on-air broadcast, and you can listen anytime at your convenience. Now, as I bring this broadcast to a close, I do invite you to write, as I usually do, to share your specific prayer needs. Along with having been on daily radio for over 50 years, we also have stood as a partner in prayer with God's people. And beloved, one of God's spiritual principles is the power of agreeing prayer. Jesus said, if any two of you would agree as touching anything. And so I give you an invitation to write, share your specific needs, and if the Holy Spirit's moving upon you, then I do encourage you to obey him because he's got a reason for it. I love you, pray for you every day, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glad, saying may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.